There's a lot of hatred for America that we're seeing right now at the time of this recording, but there's also a lot of love for America, perhaps from the silent majority. I'm not sure exactly what the statistics are on that, but there's a new book out called Land That I Love. The author is Bobby Ames, and this book is published by Nordskog, nordskogpublishing.com. By way of full disclosure, I, Jerry Newcomb, the host of this program and segment, have actually had two books published by Nordskog, so I am very happy about that. And Marshall Foster, who's a walking encyclopedia on America's Christian roots and also on history in general, especially as far as Christian involvement in history. He's the president and founder of the World History Institute and has written books himself, and he joins us right now to discuss this new book, Land That I Love. Marshall, it's so great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Jerry, it's always good to be together with you.
Sure. Okay, before we get into the content of this book, Land That I Love, give us an idea, especially for those who may not be familiar with the incredible role that the Christian faith played in the founding of America, the good parts of it. Tell us, you know, what actually happened in America. Did the Christian faith play any kind of major role? I mean, the people today, so often they'll say, well, all the founding fathers were basically godless. There's even a book called The Godless Constitution, and it's taught in law schools. And, you know, it's like unbelievable. So what's the truth? Yeah. Marshall?
Well, it's perhaps the greatest lie of our day. If you can convince the people of the greatest republic in the history of the world that their republic was founded by deist adventurers and religious castaways who came here to destroy the Native Americans and put people in slavery and stumble into prosperity so they could roll over poor people, that summary that I just gave you is the typical progressive public school, especially college-level teaching that millions, 61 million to be exact, American school children are getting every day, a lie about American history. Once you've been lied to about the central core of America and have had it taken away from you, the very essence of the greatness of that country, no wonder you hate the country. No wonder, because you're seeing things from that perspective because you don't know the history. The true history has been taught by Bobby Ames and several others. She's one of the early founders of the Christian history movement that really resurrected this history, beginning with Verna Hall and Rosalie Slater, and other great scholars began to rise up in the 1950s and 60s and rediscover this heritage that has always been there, that the founding fathers understood and knew. But modern education has so completely whitewashed from the school system. And so Bobby has spent over 40 years developing this in quality Christian schools, principal approach schools, using the original philosophy of education, going back to original source documents and teaching young people to read and to research and to reason and to record and to change the world going forward. And she's raised up thousands of young people. This is kind of a compendium of her work through these 50 years, and it's some of her finest writing, and it really goes through and details some of the big issues of our day from a Christian perspective. And what about the Declaration of Independence? Was it Christian? She deals with that in chapter 1 and chapter 2. She deals with what is the origins of our American flag, and it goes back and sees the Christian history of that. Patrick Henry and the Founding Fathers, were they Christian? Were they setting up a biblically-based republic? And she proves that they were. And that's the country that they believed that they were structuring and that they did structure. And so chapter after chapter, she goes through the battle for the mines. She goes through the battle of the 21st century and what happened to education. She goes through with a solution. The key is a long-term solution that has been tried and tested in history. I have been a compatriot of hers for now almost 50 years. And I've been in this battle in full-time ministry for 53 years. And so I can tell you from experience that it's an uphill battle to get the American people to understand these things. But once they do, once people come to grips with the truth of what is the biblical strategy to restore our land, then all people, black and white, rich and poor, can enjoy this great heritage and know that it was Christianity that was the foundation of liberty. It was Magna Carta, built on a pastor's teaching that gave us the concept of having a just trial, which is exactly what we're talking about today, right?
Yeah.
In the midst of what's going on with the riots and the revolutions. Now, what we want is justice, and that justice is guaranteed to us by our Christian freedom documents, all the way back to Patrick of Ireland, right up through Alfred the Great, up to Magna Carta, from Magna Carta, the English Bill of Rights, from there up to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And these documents were all Christian in their essence. Without Christianity, they never would have been written. And so people today have forgotten the root of the very freedom that they're crying for. Everyone wants to be free, but it is only Christian character and Christian truth and a biblical base of selflessness that comes from knowing Christ that gives us a foundation for self-government and freedom. That's what Bobby deals with here. She's so articulate. She summarizes. She's like a Benjamin Franklin or a Thomas Jefferson or one of the great founders who you could ask them a question and then they could put it in such terms that you could understand the essence of it and go back to the core. That's what she does. In each one of her chapters, she goes back and shows you the essence, the original source documents. Her Christian schools had tens of thousands of volumes in her library. People would come from cities all around her Christian school just to visit her library, which was open to all people within the state of Alabama.
Is Bobby dead? Or
No, she's not. But she is she is ailing right now, and she's up in age, and so I'm representing her right now.
Okay.
Coming out.
Oh, I see.
She'll get better, but right now she's very, very ill.
The riots in the streets that we're seeing, these people are assuming that America is bad, that America always was bad. That it's in our DNA, that racism is in our DNA. It was in our very founding. What are your thoughts about that?
Yes. Well, of course, these were sinners. You realize that only 4% of the people that have ever lived in the history of mankind have ever had the degree of freedom that any American has today. The vast majority have lived in tyranny. Now, that's no excuse to the fact that the founding fathers, in their founding documents, especially in the Constitution, did not specifically free the slaves. But they did, in both of our documents, beginning with the Declaration of Independence, guarantee that in the coming generations that slavery would have to be done away with, because in the Declaration, Thomas Jefferson states, all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Well, fait accompli, he has just destined America to do away with injustice, especially racial injustice.
And let me just stop you right there. Mr. Lincoln really, really picked up on that. In fact, in the Gettysburg Address, he says 47 years ago, do the math. He's talking in 1863. That brings us back to 1776, the year of the Declaration, not 1787, the year of the Constitution. All right, go on, sir.
Yes, yes. And so from the very beginning, Jefferson in his original draft was condemning the King of England for bringing chattel slaves over from Africa.
Yep.
And doing it the way he did it. And he knew it was wrong. And so they had a problem and they couldn't get all the states to go along, and they had this slavery thing upon them. They didn't deal with it. It wasn't just their fault. It was the church's fault. It is a great, great sin, and it needs to be repented of. There's no doubt about it. But we need to see things also in context of where we went. We took and made a difference. The rest of the nations of the world have not. Look at what happened to China. Look what's going on today in Russia again. Now in the Eastern Bloc and in nations all over the world, they're still locked in tyranny, and people are being thrown in prison camps by for their race and for their creed all over the world. And America is still now the light of the world. Going forward, even though we get condemned as though we're all racist, we are going beyond that. I believe by God's grace, if the church will arise and declare the truth, that it is Jesus that sets us free. It is the Bible and an understanding of God's grace in our lives that will make us all humble to the point of wanting to have equality for all. That has got to come from a Christian nation. It's got to come from a people who understand these great principles. And that's what, again, what Bobby does. Takes us back to that, tells us how to do it, and how to get back and to truly love our country again. Isn't that, wouldn't you love to love your country again? Mm. I've always loved it since I've learned these things, but I find so many of my friends don't. They just ignore it. Like, they take it for granted, and then they go out to dinner, right? They take for granted the liberties for which Christ has set us free, and yet it took the blood of the martyrs and the blood of our founders to give us the liberties we have. And we must restore and rebuild and go even higher to bring that liberty not only to the people in our country who are underprivileged or classes or races that are not being justly dealt with, but we've got to take this, agree, unite together in America, and then spread this message to China and to people all over the world who are suffering religious persecution and looking to us for hope.
Yeah, you know,
that's what we got to do.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking just this morning because I was at the gym and I was working out, and I was thinking about how Nike has chosen Colin Kaepernick as their spokesman and so forth. And, you know, it's a free country. They can do what they want. And it's a free country. Colin Kaepernick can protest against America all he wants and even encourage the rioters and so forth all he wants. But I was thinking, you know, aren't some of those shoes made with essentially slave labor today as opposed to slavery that ended 120 or 140 years ago? Oh, at the cost of 700,000 American lives, you know, that were lost in the Civil War. I mean, to say that modern America is the same as what it was like, let's say, in antebellum, you know, in the South or something. That's just, that's absurd. I'm sorry, but there have been improvements. Thank God for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank God for Alveda King, his wonderful niece, whom I love to have on this radio program sometimes. But there have been improvements. Come on, you'd have to be blind to say otherwise.
Well, exactly. And we need to emphasize that. And then we need to continue to come out and say, And not to allow the secular left, and they are really a part of this entire social justice movement, which is a political movement. It has nothing to do with black and white. It has everything to do with an understanding of a secular humanist view of life that sees the state as all-powerful, the God on earth, as Hegel said. And that God on earth, that state, must take over, and that's their goal. Their goal is not freedom for the black community. It is no freedom for anyone, and for a small elite to use a guilt trip in every area, whether it be economics or whether it be race, to bring us all low. And then once they gain power, freedom will disappear. Look at all the secular tyrants of the 20th century. They all did the same thing. That's what's happening to America. We must expose that lie, and then we must bring together the brothers and sisters from all races and say, Christ is Lord. He's the liberator. We don't need a king. That's what the founding fathers said when they signed the Declaration of Independence. They said, we'll have no king but King Jesus, right? Samuel Adams said, today we have restored the sovereign to whom all men are accountable. May his kingdom reign, you know, from sunrise to sunset. That was the goal of the founders, is that his kingdom would reign, not some social justice warrior who fights his way to the top. And then look at all of them that are political. They make millions of dollars off the top section, and it never comes down to the people.
Yeah, that's right. And the revolution always consumes its own. Okay, we have 20 seconds left. Nordskog, yes. Nordskog, publishing.com. Name of the book, Land That I Love. 20 seconds left for a closing thought, Marshall Foster.
Yes. I encourage all of your listeners to get this book, Land That I Love, Restoring Our Christian Heritage. It'll answer many of the basic questions you have right now about what's going on in our country. What is the way of solving our great dilemma and avoiding a civil war and bringing us back together under God? This is a great book. Bobby Ames, Land That I Love. Get it today from Nordskog Publishing.
Okay, Marshall Foster, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, brother.
And may God bless America. Bye-bye.